Over the last 18 years, Momentum Children's Charity has been supporting families whose children have been diagnosed with cancer or life-challenging disease. Three mothers who met because of the charity have found a special bond supporting each other, both practically and emotionally, whilst their daughters went through treatment and came out the other side. I'm Josette Lesser, and I'm delighted to have one of those mothers, Helen Lewis, joining me. Helen, it's very good of you to speak with us.
Oh, Josette, thank you for inviting me on.
Well, let's start with what actually happened with you and your daughter.
Yes, well, unfortunately, in 2016, my very gorgeous 16-year-old daughter was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia. And our whole world was turned upside down overnight. The initial diagnosis was completely overwhelming. And Kira entered this period of intensive treatment. But actually, one of the key things here was that feeling of being alone in that experience. And actually for Kira, being alone in that experience. I can remember a point in the first few days of her diagnosis when she actually asked me, she was in hospital, is there anyone else here with leukemia? And I couldn't tell her. And it was just that fear of the future, the fear of the unknown. And actually, later in that treatment, when I'd met Bianca Effemy, who's the founder of Momentum Children's Charity, and we'd received such amazing support from them, Bianca at a point asked me whether or not I'd be prepared to get in touch with another mother whose child had recently been diagnosed also with leukemia. And I said, of course I will, you know, anything to help anyone else. And she put me in touch initially with Angela. And by chance, actually, both our children had previously gone to the same secondary school. So we had that link. And I found it enormously beneficial talking to Angela. And then subsequently, within a matter of weeks, Bianca approached both Angela and I, saying that another local mother had a child, a daughter in her teens, was diagnosed with leukemia. And could we contact her? Which we did straight away. Because having been through that experience and feeling so alone, when your child is diagnosed with such an aggressive form of cancer, we already knew what the experience was likely to be. And I've got to say, we have just gone from strength to strength as a trio of mums. It's got such huge benefits. I mean, Momentum Children's Charity have been amazing. They've supported us as well. But actually, the fact that as a group of mums, that we're not alone and the girls are not alone, so they know of other girls who are facing similar problems, you can't put a price on that sort of relationship. The benefits that we've had, you know, the opportunity to discuss issues that the girls are facing and subsequently what we're taking on, what we're having to face, things to do with infection control and treatment, how to maintain friendships when they're isolated from those friends for long periods of time, their body image, things like being absent from the education system for long periods of time during their really vital years. So those GCSEs and those A levels, and also the impact on our siblings. All three women, we all had siblings that we were trying to juggle. You know, we wanted to protect them from our fears. And it was talking about ways in which we could do that, but give them the support that they needed and the reassurance. So, you know, Andrew and I were further along our daughter's journeys, but it was just such a crucial network to have at that time, Josette. It was just so important.
So what sort of things were you doing for one another and do you do now?
Oh, do you know what? Those girls are absolutely brilliant. We celebrate the highs together and we support the lows. So we generally meet regularly. It's not, you know, once a month or whatever. We have a little group and we just chat regularly on that group about what's happening. It's not all about the girls, it's about ourselves. And, you know, we've celebrated going on our first family holiday together, because actually that's a real high. When you've got a child who's critically ill, you can't go away, you know, everything's put on hold. But also, you know, we celebrate those uncertainties. It only takes something that knocks us off track in terms of our mental health. So, you know, unfortunately, if you're a parent of a child who's had a cancer diagnosis, even if they've come through the other side, the anxiety decreases, but it never goes away. So you only need a one-off blood result or a checkup where something's not quite right, might be a scan or something like that. And again, those high levels of anxiety reemerge, and this is the sort of like the channel in which you can express those concerns. So we've been known to have a number of emergency meetings, and we all do it. So we drop everything for each other, and it's just like emergency meeting tonight. Now, I have to say, quite often it involves alcohol, but actually it doesn't. It's just knowing that they're there. And you know what? Over the years, we've had some really funny moments. We've had just a normal get together, which has turned into an emergency meeting, because I can remember us sitting in a pub one. Oh no, actually, it was at my house. We were sat at my house one evening just having a lovely drink when Emily's husband rang to say that Holly was spiking a temperature, needed an emergency admission. And actually, in those few minutes, I managed to put an overnight bag together at my house so she could go straight to the hospital, meet them, because she'd be staying in for 48 hours minimum. So it's hard to imagine not having that relationship with those women. 6 years on, it's going strong. We still share those common fears. We're all living our lives. Our girls are proceeding. They're all at university at the moment. But because we've had that experience, and because we've been able to share those issues, those problems that the girls have faced, and it's created an amazing relationship and an amazing support system.
What would you say to someone who was trying to be strong on their own? How important is it to ask for help?
Oh, gosh, it's enormously important to ask for help, particularly with a child who's extremely ill, whether it be a cancer diagnosis or whether it's a chronic condition. You can't do it on your own. You cannot take all of that responsibility on your own. You need to be able to take advice. And, you know, we were so grateful to have Momentum Children's Charity on board, who were there for the whole family. And they offered psychological support and counselling across the whole family. So they're there for the whole family. But their, you know, resources are finite. And what I would say to any family who are going through something similar to us is you need to find those people that you can talk to on a regular basis. And actually, some of those fears and the anxiety that you have, you know, it's going to be things that possibly you don't want to own up to friends who haven't experienced a similar situation, or to your family, the fear of loss, possible loss in the future. So actually having that forum with people who are going through the same process is very rewarding in terms of being able to express so honestly your fears, anxieties. I wouldn't be in such a strong position today if it wasn't for the support of those women and the charity. It was just such an important contribution that Momentum Children's Charity made, because they were fundamental in putting us together as a team. And, you know, this is something that they do on a regular basis, and it can be so effective. And I will be eternally grateful to them for doing that. It's made such a difference. Please find out, you know, more about what they do. They are an amazing charity, momentumcharity.org, and they would absolutely welcome any inquiries